the life, sayings and contributions of saint, scholar, philosopher, poet and social reformer Sri Narayana Guru. Sri Narayana Guru was a great saint, scholar, philosopher, poet, and the forerunner of social renaissance in southern part of Bharat. He is revered for his Vedic knowledge, poetic proficiency, and quality of having unrelenting resolution for setting social wrongs right. Narayana Guru was instrumental in setting the spiritual foundations for social reform in Kerala and was one of the most successful social reformers to trigger a reset against caste system in India. He demonstrated a path to social emancipation without invoking the dualism of the oppressed and the oppressor. He was a respecter of the order in which physical nature and social nature interacts. Narayana Guru was a social reformer with a difference, who always offered holistic solution in which he never labeled one group of people against another. Narayana Guru's sayings. The temple. Have the objects for which the temples were created been realized in practice? The worship of Ishwara should not go on only in the temples. It should fill every heart and every home. Animal sacrifice. All living beings form one brotherhood. This ought to be the law of life. This being so, how can we sacrifice animals? How can we eat animals without mercy? All are of one self fraternity, such being the dictum to a vow. In such a light, how can we take life and devoid of least pity go on to eat? Worship. God may be worshipped anywhere. Idols are not always necessary. It is the ideal that counts. Declare truth and love as well as dutifulness in all your temples. Put them into action in your lives too. The evil of liquor. Liquor is as evil as poison. It should not be manufactured at all. One should neither offer it to others nor drink it. Education. Education is a means for anyone who desires progress in this world. Therefore, it has to be given to all. Like men, women also should be educated. Progress through education. Strengthen through organization. Social prosperity. The wealth of a country cannot increase if the people do not engage themselves in the industry. Our children should be trained in industrial schools. On caste. One jati, caste, one religion, one God for man ask not, say not, think not. The caste acts that one performs for one's own sake should also aim for the good of other men. On love for mankind. Love of others is my happiness, love that is mine is happiness for others. And so, truly, deeds that benefit a man must be a cause for others' happiness too. Grace, love, mercy, all the three, stand for one same reality life star. He who loves is who really lives. Whatever may be the difference in men's creed, dress, and language etc., because they all belong to the same kind of creation, there is no harm at all in their dining together or having marital relation with one another. Devoid of dividing walls of caste or race or hatred of rival faith, we all live here in brotherhood. Our fingers, hands, and feet should always find work. They are like restless horses. If we do not keep them engaged in sufficient work, we shall fall ill. Biography. Sri Narayana Guru was born on the 20th of August 1856 to Madan Asan and his wife Kuttiyamma in Chempazanti, a village near Thiruvananthapuram, Kerala in the erstwhile state of Travancore, in British India. A farmer's family called Vyalvaram on the 20th of August in 1856 was named Nanu, which means Narayana. His father Madan got surname Asan because he was not only a farmer but an Asan also. The term Asan, a Malayalam word derived from Sanskrit, means Acharyan, a teacher. He knew Sanskrit and had studied astrology and Ayurveda. The people of the village highly respected him. He used to help people by advising them on many matters. His dress was simple. He wore a piece of cloth to wrap around the waist, and a piece of cloth to cover the upper part of the body. He carried with him a palm leaf umbrella whenever he left home. That was the custom in those days in Kerala. As Madan was learned in Sanskrit, he knew well the Ramayana and the Mahabharat. He used to give talks on them in simple language once a week, sitting in the veranda of his house. The people of the village used to gather and listen to him with great interest. Nanu too would listen with interest. Sometimes when Madan was not present, he had to give the talks himself. Nanu's mother was true to her name, Kutti, i.e., a child without a blemish. She was intelligent and full of kindness. She was ever calm in her work. His early education was in the Gurukula way under Chempazanti Mutha Pillai, during which time his mother died when he was 15. At the age of 21, he went to central Travancore to learn from Raman Pillai Asan, a Sanskrit scholar who taught him Vedas, Upanishads and the literature and logical rhetoric of Sanskrit. He returned to his village in 1881 when his father was seriously ill, and started a village school where he taught local children, which earned him the name Nanu Asan. A year later, he married Kaliamma. His wife passed away after a few years. After the death of his father and his wife, Nanu Asan continued his life of a wandering sannyasi. He became a parivrajika, one who wanders from place to place in quest of truth. During his travels, he came in contact with two gurus, who left a deep impression on him. One of them was called Kunjan Pillai. He was also famous as Chettambi Swami. Thikkad Ayyav was the other guru. Chettambi Swami was a great scholar. He understood the innate powers of Nanu Asan and encouraged Nanu to compose poems in Sanskrit. Thikkad Ayyav was a master of the science of yoga. Inspired by his guru, Nanu Asan wrote Nava Manjari, a string of 9 stanzas. He dedicated his poems to Chettambi Swami. During his wanderings, he reached the Pillathadam cave at Marutwamala, where he set up a hermitage and practiced meditation and yoga. In 1888, he consecrated a piece of rock taken from the river as the idol of Shiva, which has since become the Aravipuram Shiva Temple. On the 15th of May 1903, Dr. Padmanabhan Palpu established the Sri Narayana Dharma Paripalana Yogam at this temple with inspiration of Narayan Guru. In 1904, he shifted his base to Shivagiri, near Wakala, where he opened a school for children from the lower strata of the society and provided free education to them without considering their caste. He built a temple, there too, popularly known as Sharada Mutt, by 1912. He built several temples in other places such as Thrissur, Kannur, Anchuthengu, Thalassery, Kozhikode, and Mangalore. After long journey of spreading love and humanity, he returned to Sharada Mutt, and it was here he left his body on the 20th of September 1928, at the age of 73. His contributions. Since his childhood, he had strong abhorrence towards the caste distinctions and untouchability, and he always protested against injustice. Ask not, say not, and think not caste, was his motto. The first revolutionary step of him was consecration of a temple dedicated to Lord Shiva in Aravipuram in 1888. He proclaimed that everyone, irrespective of his caste or religion, has the right to realize God. In subsequent years, he consecrated several temples in different parts of Kerala with revolutionary changes. In one temple at Kalavankode in Sherthallai, instead of deities, he installed a mirror for worship, revealing the truth that God is within oneself and one should find salvation by the development of inner self. In another temple at Murikkumpura near Trivandrum, in place of a deity, there was a bright light that revealed the words, truth, duty, kindness, love. His temples were open to all without any discrimination of caste or creed. He taught equality but felt the inequality should not be exploited to carry out conversions and therefore generate strife in society. Narayana Guru organized an all-region conference in 1923 with the slogan, not to Ayu and win but to know and to make known, at Alwe Advaita Ashram, which was reported to be the first such event in India. This was an effort to counter the religious conversions Ezhiwa community was susceptible to. In 1925, Guru supported the famous Vekar Satyagraha movement, which demanded entry for lower caste people in the Shiva temple at Vekar and all temples in Kerala. Mahatma Gandhi visited Kerala during this time to support the Vekar Satyagraha and met Sri Narayana Guru at Shivagiri Ashram, and they had interesting discussions on the issues of caste and untouchability. Gandhiji expressed that it was a great privilege in his life to have the darshan of an esteemed sage, like Sri Narayana Guru. The Nobel laureate Rabindranath Tagore met Guru in 1922. About his warm meeting with Guru, Tagore later said, I have been touring different parts of the world. But I have never come across one who is spiritually greater than Sri Narayana Guru. He emphasized the practice of ideals of cleanliness, promotion of education, agriculture, trade, handicrafts and technical training. Sri Narayana Guru's Adhyaropadarsinam, Darsanamala, explains the creation of the universe. Devadaskam and Atmapadeshasitakam are a few examples of how the mystic reflections and insights closely resemble recent advances in physics. Narayana Guru was a great scholar in Sanskrit. He wrote a number of books both in Sanskrit and in Malayalam. Jati Mimamsa, An Inquiry into Caste, a poem in 5 stanzas, is of great significance. It gives in a nutshell the Guru's philosophy of life. The first stanza is in Sanskrit. He published 45 works in Malayalam, Sanskrit and Tamil languages, which include Atmapadeshasitakam, a 100-verse spiritual poem, and Devadasakam, a universal prayer in 10 verses. He also translated 3 major texts, Tirukural of Valluvar, Ishvasya Upanishad and Ozhivil Odukkam of Kannudeya Valala. It was he who propagated the motto, one caste, one religion, one God for all, Oru Jati, Oru Matham, Oru Devam, Manushyanu, which has become popular as a saying in Kerala. He furthered the non-dualistic philosophy of Adi Shankara by bringing it into practice by adding the concepts of social equality and universal brotherhood. Sri Narayana Guru biography is not just a story of a saint, it is an epic of a crusade against social evils and awakening of social resurgence. The Guru was aware that spirituality cannot be fed to starving millions. He believed that other than the freedom from the curse of untouchability, the downtrodden classes needed education and wealth. They needed opportunities to improve like others. He suggested that the goals of the pilgrimage should be the promotion of education, cleanliness, devotion to God, organization, agriculture, trade, handicrafts, and technical training. He was a real karma yogi and his whole life was dedicated for the betterment of the suppressed. He was an innate poet and a great scholar in Malayalam, Tamil, and Sanskrit. He was an author of many beautiful and inspirational works in these languages. His words and deeds ignited sparks of a revolution that led to a remarkable cultural renaissance in the profligate society of Kerala. He was one of the greatest Hindu reformers to come out to Bharat since Adi Shankara. References: G.K. Shashidharan, 2014, Sri Narayana Gurudev, The Maharshi Who Made Advaita a Science, Many Worlds Publications, Kollam, Kerala. Nataraj Guru, 2003, The Word of the Guru, The Life and Teaching of Guru Narayana, D.K. Print World, New Delhi. Swami Muni Narayana Prasad, 2003, The Philosophy of Narayana Guru, D.K. Print World, New Delhi. T. Bhaskaran, Year Unknown, Brahmarshi Sri Narayana Guru, Sahitya Akademi. Thank you for listening to the organizer.